Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
We all know that we have that one uncle that is always going to come a-calling, and that is Uncle Sam. We can't get away from it. We can't stop it. We can't dodge, bob, weave. We just can't do it. And we want to know what it means not only to pay income tax, but also to pay tax on your distributions. Many of my people watching this channel, you have a TSP that is a thrift savings plan, or you have a 401k or a 403b or any kind of bucket O money that has never been taxed yet. But who's waiting outside your coffee cup to take the first sip? Uncle Stinkin' Sam. And we can't stop it. It is what it is, so we just accept it. But we also want to be advantageous in how we do it. You have worked all this time. You have built up a dollar amount, and you want to make a plan on how you take the money out. So what does it mean when we say taxes are tiered? Now, quick disclaimer, I am not a tax professional. I'm not a certified tax person, but I can read and I can kind of show you the basics of what this means. They can change. And this is something we kind of look, obviously consult your tax professional and disclaimer, disclosure, and all those things. But if you look at this little grid, you understand taxes are tiered based on how much income you make for the whole year. So if I made under $50,000, my highest tax rate is going to be 12%. I only pay 12% as a single filer on the amount between $12,401 and the $50,400. If I never crest over the $50,400, I don't pay the 22%. But what if I made exactly $50,000 and then took out $20,000 from my TSP that year? Well, basic math says I'm going to pay 22% on almost every penny of the $20,000. And that is exactly right, outside of standard deductions and other things that you may have going on. If we're looking strictly at your income tax, you say, whoa, I'm going to pay 22% on that amount. So people say, well, how can I avoid it? What can I do? Well, if I retire, I may be making less than my $50,000. So you may have a different threshold. So I'm giving you this as a way to start thinking about how we plan for distributions. This is one threshold, Medicare limits, IRMA limits. There's all kinds of reasons that we look at this and all kinds of things to consider when we're taking money out, whether that's while we're working or in retirement. This is one way to look at it. But I want you to remember, taxes are tiered. If somebody says, I'm in a 24% tax bracket, they're not paying 24% on every penny they earned that year. They're only paying 24% on the amount above 105,701 and under the 201,775 as a single filer in this particular year of 2026. I don't usually do a lot of dated stuff, but I'm bringing this up so you understand what we need to talk about when we go over it. I've had people say, oh, well, I don't need to talk about TSP. I'm good. And then we start getting into this and they're like, oh, I'm not as good as I thought I was. You've really brought up a lot of stuff to my awareness. That is massive and huge. And I didn't know that. Thank you, Reyna. Now I can understand. And then I can help them take distributions the way they wanted to. Things to be aware of, things to reach out to us for. And I hope that helps. Taxes are coming to get you, but we can avoid and bob and dodge and we can dodge and bob and weave. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. But if you can dodge and pop, oh my goodness, we can do it advantageously so we stay under some of these tax thresholds if we can make a plan for them. Give me a call and we'll dodge a wrench and dodge a ball together.
Thanks for listening to Reyna Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Reyna works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Reyna directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.